So Dramatic would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land this podcast was recorded on, the Bidjigal and Gadigal people. Always was, always will be, Aboriginal land. So Dramatic Daily, your daily dose of the latest and most dramatic reality TV news. Welcome to So Dramatic Daily. I'm Megan Pistetto. Coming up today, Married at First Sight's Lauren Dunn has urged people to stop trolling and attacking Ellie Dix. Tori Adams has shared a savage message to her co-stars after her dramatic exit from the reunion. And Jack Dunkley has revealed why he kept saying good job to Tori amid rumours that they're faking their relationship. So much drama, so little time. Let's get into the show. Married at First Sight's Lauren Dunn has urged people to stop trolling and attacking Ellie Dix and her workplace after the explosive reunion drama. In case you missed it, after secretly texting each other behind Lauren's back, Ellie and Jonathan debuted their relationship during the two-part reunion, which really rubbed fans up the wrong way. As a result, disgruntled viewers have now threatened to boycott Ellie's workplace and have sent her disturbing and revolting hate messages, which have left her traumatized. This week, Lauren took to her business account to speak out against the abuse towards her co-star. She wrote to her Instagram story, "To everyone trolling and attacking Ellie at her workplace, please stop immediately. What you see on TV is only a small portion of what goes on." Now, whilst trolls were attacking Ellie for being smug towards Lauren, the fan favourite bride insisted that she has no problems with Ellie. She added, "Regardless of what you saw on TV, which was filmed 6 months ago, I have no problems with Jono and Ellie, and neither of them deserve to be harassed or bullied. Please, can everyone let them be happy and let's all move on." What a mature queen. Married at First Sight's Tori Adams has left a savage message to her co-stars on Instagram following her dramatic exit from the reunion. Tori captioned a photo of the reunion episode on Instagram, "Goodbye and good riddance," alongside a waving emoji. And I've got a feeling she might have been referencing Brent Vitiello's 2022 final vows, where he told Tamara Georgievic, "Good luck and good riddance," before dumping her. Now, this comes after Tori claimed during the season that there was nobody from the cast that she would hang out with in real life. And her recent Instagram caption really sealed the deal. Speaking of Tori, Jack Dunkley has finally explained why he kept saying good job to her on screen. So throughout the season, Jack always resorted to saying good job to Tori after she defended him or made it through something difficult. He did it once at the couple's retreat and again after their lowlights montage played at the reunion. And fans have had quite a reaction to these words. The strange controlling phase led many people to believe that the pair were faking their relationship, or worse, that Tori was being manipulated. However, speaking to Yahoo Lifestyle, Jack explained that he never meant to use those words in a sinister way. He said, "I wasn't aware I used that language with Tori on the show, but that's just who I am. I say that to my clients at the gym every single day, no matter what they're talking about. It doesn't even have to be about the gym. It's almost like, you've done a good job, well done, hang in there. That's just my language. That's just me encouraging someone." And if good job and muzzle are in your vocabulary, I think it's time to learn some new words, buddy. Now, Jack also said good job to Tori during the reunion because he was impressed with the way she acted. Jack explained the situation by saying, "We got hammered with this video and I was thinking, babe, hang in there. Don't break, stay strong, you're doing a good job because this is brutal by any stretch of the imagination. I kissed her on the shoulder and it was just encouragement." Jack then admitted that he understood why viewers thought that he was in a showmance with Tori, saying, "We go into this experiment and you can see the pressures that are put upon Tori and myself throughout the journey. Who in their right mind would want to stay and be a part of that? Let's be honest, it's horrible. Watching our journey back, I get it. Like, who would stick around and put up with that? Why wouldn't we leave? Why don't we just say, we're happy we found each other, we're getting out of here. But that wasn't us. I would have felt like we were quitting if we'd done that." Now, the controversial groom also admitted that he and Tori thought that they would have a redemption arc if they stuck around long enough. He added, "We wanted to prove to the experts and the audience that we're good people. We do make a good match. We're just very resilient. And obviously we're copying a bit of a hiding right now. We've heard of the redemption arcs and we were fighting for that. We wanted everyone to see the real us. We never got it. However, we have the rest of our lives now to get that redemption arc. And if people care or they don't, we don't really mind. They can see the real us." So, watch this space. that is the latest from So Dramatic Daily. If you would like even more piping hot tea, head straight over to our website, sodramaticonline.com, or click the links in the show notes to find us on social media. I will see you guys back here, same time, same place next episode. Goodbye, good riddance, and good luck. Ciao for now. Kind regards. So Dramatic Daily.